reduction in price support and more or less freedom to plan would not give you any more surplus than we're now getting. But I think you're going to have to explore that with a few people before you can bring up a bill.
Wouldn't it, without having the controls on the production, though, wouldn't that be awfully expensive?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't. I think if the price is at all reasonable, you get, I'd make the price considerably better than the opponents of the bill have been predicting.
Yeah.
It is going to way down low at a dollar wheat. I'd make it somewhat better, but I wouldn't make it good enough to be a stimulant to production.
Yeah.
In other words, I could have kept my farm if I'd known this was going to fail. I had to give it up because I wouldn't produce wheat. Couldn't produce wheat and sell it at high prices and throw a lot of it out of production. Now, I think that you can remedy it by sitting down with a group of folks. And I would be very happy to be helpful. I would want to be a leader in it because my views are too well known.
Yeah.
But I'd be happy to help. I like Orville very much and would like to help him any way I could. But I think you ought to get a small group together at the White House someday and say, what could you men come up with that the Congress will pass and the country will take?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's possible to do that.
You feel this idea that when that wheat goes, when they overproduce and we have this terrific surplus, that they won't decide that they don't want that free market they keep talking about?
Well, they'll just blame the administration for it. They did that all the way through. I went back and studied the history of price legislation, price support legislation. And when Henry Wallace came in and proposed that they plow under every third row of cotton, why, they knew that was going to help them. But oh my, what they did to him. They just butchered him all across the country,
yeah.
Even though his proposal was sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the situation now.
Yeah.
If you let the price of wheat go way down to the bottom, then they'll say, well, that guy Kennedy is just a Wall Street banker. He didn't pay attention to farmers.
Yeah.
Now, that isn't true. And I know it isn't true, but what people believe is what counts in this world.
Yeah.
And I think if you made one final move and put that up to the Congress as something that the administration would finally agree to support, you'd find that it would have a much easier sledding question. That's fine.
What is our timing? What's our what timing would we have to have on a legislation?
Well, you're...
When do they start planning?
I would do it in the next two or three weeks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go beyond that.
Yeah.
But I would call my group together soon.
Yeah.
This is the day after the referendum, and I just call them together and say, now, can't you men who are in this room who have divergent points of view, and Special Holland is one man that I'm thinking of particularly because he's a very good man. He and I have been together on all these farm programs, but he's got a good point of view. He's on the committee and willing to help.
Yeah.
Can't you people come up with a program that the country will take and the administration can support, saying frankly, but it's a second position we're driven to because of the action of the farmers themselves. And I think you could then keep more heat on the farmers and have them realize they made their own mistakes.
Yeah. Schumann, what about Schumann? He's...
Well, I don't want this to sound improper, but I think I can get Schumann to take a pretty sound point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
He called me two or three times and tried to get me in this week's debate, and I wouldn't get in because I'm not trying to help the opposition, even though I can't vote for it. But I can talk to Schumann, and I'm sure he'll help.
What's your, I think today we'll just say that we just have to wait and see.
That's right.
But maybe we can, that's fine, good. Well, I'll follow up on that.
I think you ought to get it.
Who'd you get, Russell, Ellender, Cooley?
Oh, yes.
Holland.
Colin, don't
pick Russell.
And Olin Johnson.
Yeah.
You have to have Milton Young almost in any big program.
Yeah.
And he's all right.
Yeah.
And fellows of that nature, and sit down around the table. Now, all Truman did when he got through, and I keep going back to this because I had experience with it in 49, we turned down the Brannan plan. There was not but one vote on the whole committee for it, and that was the chairman of the committee itself, Thomas. Everybody else on the Senate committee voted against it.
Yeah.
Truman then said, well, here we are with a new farm program that got kicked in the teeth. And he invited this group down to the White House, put them in the cabinet room. They had about 25 people there. And we discussed the general broad lines of what a bill might be that could succeed. And he said, all right, he said, I'll designate Clint to take charge of drafting it and presenting it. And we're going to pass it. We did pass it in both houses and went on right along.
Yeah.
We had no great difficulty with it because these men were committed to it.
Yeah.
You get Dick Russell committed to it, and he can get around through this other group, and they'll all lay off voting against it. They'll all vote with it then.
Yeah.
And the same thing with Milton Young. He can influence a lot of folks. The same thing with Aiken, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
Now, Aiken has been off the reservation recently.
Yeah.
But I think he can be brought back. proposed.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have the Farm Bureau people actually in the meeting the first time.
Yeah.
I'd have them waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
I think you ought to make one final effort to salvage it. And then if it goes down the drain, you've certainly got something you can stand up and tell the farmers about.
Yeah.
They've been misled by their farm people into an indefensible position.
Yeah. Good, fine. Well, we just keep that to ourselves, and then I'll get
yes,
work on it. Thanks, man.
Okay, fine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I wanted just one more conversation with you before the meeting. I talked to Hubert.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert said that, of course, that we ought to keep this wheat off the market to help keep the price up.
Yeah.
And that he thought it would stay up to $1.60 or $1.70 if we kept the wheat off the market.
What wheat off the market?
The wheat we've got stored.
Well, I don't think he's right on that,
no,
Mr. President.
No,
I don't think he's right on that. But we've already, in the statement I have... Excuse me for interrupting.
Yeah, I saw you said you'd keep it 5% above the market
price.
Right,
but according to the law, there'd be no dumping and that we hope this program would work.
I see. Well, now, I saw Hovind said that we'll be fighting to get a new bill. I don't want to say we won't have a bill today. Just say, I don't know. It seems to me the farmers have made their choice. I haven't heard of any other proposal that would be made. I think we ought to just sure let them all sit for a while, because I think they're going to be a little sick about tomorrow.
Right. You're absolutely right. I tell you, I'm very pleased you called. I was going to try and reach you before the press conference also. What I said today, in addition to this, because the press guys around here were scrambling around, and I wanted to get the initiative on this, I said, well, now look, there's been a big debate. This is going to be a contribution, in a sense, to the question of whether a so-called free market's going to operate or not. Now, this is the Farm Bureau position. This is the position of the opponents. And they said that they didn't want controls and that the wheat farmer would be better off, and the wheat farmer agreed with them. Now, we're going to find out. They won the election. They're entitled to the results of that victory. And we hope they're right. We're going to cooperate with them in every way we can. We're going to break our back for the wheat farmer. But this decision's been made. If they come up there, I don't think there are going to be some jumpy people on the hill, Mr. President, but I really think... In the first place, there aren't very goddamn many wheat farmers that are Democrats. Those that are still going to be with us, and they're not going to be affected very much. Secondly, a clear, firm hand in connection with this that says, all right, let's find out. We submitted this to them. I think we'll be respected. And thirdly, if we're going to meet this problem in the long run, we're going to have to, this overproduction problem, we're going to have to give these guys in a nice way, without getting ourselves burned, what the tobacco guys got. You recall that story. In 38, the tobacco people voted overwhelmingly against any kind of a program, and goddamn, there's tobacco barns standing through the South yet, and today they vote 98% for it.
Yeah.
They bled and hurt and learned. They did the same thing.
Yeah.
So I quite agree with you that you know how not to be obstructionist, but I think it could be said in a positive way and said, well, the people that won this election were the Farm Bureau and the people who have this philosophy in mind. Let's see how it works.
Yeah.
Many people entertain it. I think it's entitled to a chance, and the farmers voted for it.
Yeah, good. Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you.
I'll be watching.
Right on.
Okay, good. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Marvel.
You came through, I thought, very, very well in that press conference.
Well, I noticed that Muntz put out a statement. You know, you heard that Wilson question, and I notice all the Republicans now are saying they suddenly got an agricultural program of their own, and we're not going to punish the farmer. That's going to be their line. We've got to think of how to contend with that. I don't know what the supply manager, what their thing would cost, but I think that's what their line's going to be. I know that I got a letter from some congressman saying they're introducing some bill dealing with voluntary, whatever it is, but of course that's so expensive, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it's all very, very expensive, and I think the only way we can start quibbling about these, we are already analyzing what's been introduced and are lining people on the Hill up to hit back hard at this.
What are the proposals, what do they amount to, Muntz, and whatever the one Wilson asked me about?
Well, they amount basically to the so-called cropland adjustment program, which involves taking 100 million acres out of production ad infinitum at a cost of about $1 billion a year more.
Yeah.
They don't really take this seriously. None of them take this seriously. They would apply the wheat program that we have this year, which is a very modest one, but because it got into effect late, which would be extremely expensive, the same thing as a feed grain program. Feed grain program simply isn't, and the people that we rely on the cities simply aren't going to support such a program.
Well, the Republicans may get behind some program, which they would support it almost unanimously. Of course, then that would be the Republican bill, wouldn't it?
That would be a Republican bill, but you see, it isn't going to, in my best, we've got to watch these bills and go after them, but they just don't have the... I think the bills, each one of them, can be exposed up there on their merits. And the solid position, I think, instead of getting involved in a picking contest on this, that, or the other, is to say just directly that the school of thought has won an election to have a free market to see what it's going to produce.
Yes.
They're entitled to it now, and they've earned it. That puts the monkey on their back, and we don't have to quibble about it.
If they get the free market,
they've got the goddamn
now,
thing.
Now, somebody wrote me and said that farm income in certain was the lowest it's been since 39. Would that be wheat?
Farm income in what?
No. Hello? It says, wait a minute now, it says, I submit, farm parity index for the first 3 months of this year stood at the lowest for any first quarter since 39. That's in comparison to the...
This is parity for prices unrelated to net income.
Yeah.
It's a relation between the cost of what you buy and what you sell, and it is only one of a measuring criteria. It's gone up since then, since this figure was cited some.
Yeah.
But the net income figures, as you cited them on television,